Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about today. I am off to Melbourne for a couple of weeks, and because I take my commitment to Carlosophies very seriously, I couldn't just take a break. I needed to get everything sorted. And I tend to run this podcast kind of fly by the seat of your pants, if you haven't noticed. But I usually record, you know, I don't record a whole stack in advance. Not that I'm recording a stack in advance. Anyway, I'm just recording. I've got to record two free flows. And I just kind of was like, what the fuck am I going to talk about today? And then I realized, maybe I'll just talk about that. Talk about my change into being someone who was never consistent to someone who now, while I don't have consistency in all areas and there's definitely work to be done, I've proven to myself that I can show up consistently. And I think this is quite a common story, that we're not consistent, and maybe there is a little touch of self-sabotage coming in. I know that's definitely been the case for me. You know, deep down I do guess I have questions and doubts as to whether it is possible for me to be supported by just sharing my message. You know, there is part of me that still questions if I know what that message is, to be honest. You know, other people seem to have their message really succinct and clear, and they know what it is. They got their elevator pitch down pat. And sometimes mine feels not so succinct, but also it kind of starts to spread out, you know? And so then, oh, well, it can't be all that because I can't fit it into a 20-second elevator pitch. But, I mean, what am I pitching, really? I don't sell any products. Well, I do. You know, I have businesses, but not related to this. But speaking of that, I have started, thank you to some of the people in my shop, Speak Up Tribe, which is my free Facebook group if you want to join. I love, the more the merrier, I love having that space, and I know the people in there really value it too. But thanks to those guys, I've started a Patreon page. So if you did want to chuck me, you know, a cup of coffee once a month, go to patreon.com/Carlosophies and you can support the production of Carlosophies. So leaning into that, you know, trust of the universe that I can create something that means something to me and something that I know can definitely impact others because I hear from you guys, and be supported financially in some way is a bonus, and certainly not the reason I do it. But anyway, that's there. No pressure. If you want to, it's welcome. It's gratefully received. So the consistency thing, right? I guess I've struggled, yeah, because maybe I feel sometimes like I'm not clear. And so just the past weekend, Lisa and I ran our last mastermind retreat for this round. And it was amazing. So amazing. I absolutely love those women. And I'm so, like, I just feel, Lisa and I spoke about it like about 10 times in the days since. And it's like, what? We get to do this? Like, this is something that we do now? And it's just incredible because just witnessing the change of these women over the past 6 months or so has been mind-blowing, really. Some of them have, you know, really turned things around or just had really big perspective shifts. Because I find that sometimes, you know, those stories like mine about consistency can keep us small, but they can also work in the reverse way where we become attached to something needing to look a certain way in order for it to be valid. So, and we're a bit delusional about the numbers and stuff. You know, this is something that I've definitely realized over the last however long, particularly with my, chapter of Radcasters, me feeling like a total failure when I'd had 130 people do the course and only ever kind of reached 600 on that mailing list. So, I mean, that's an outstanding conversion rate, but I couldn't see it in that moment because I was so wrapped up in my stories about failure. And I find that a lot of people have this huge vision. You know, there's kind of two buckets, right? So there's some people have this huge vision of what they want to do and they're very clear on that. But then, like, how do you get from where you are to the external goals that you've set yourself? You know, 100,000 followers on Facebook and turning over $400,000 a year. But not taking the intermediate steps between where they are and there. And how do you even do that? So there's those kind of people. And I kind of fall into both of these camps, actually. And so there's the other camp of people who are willing to do the work and they're not delusional about the amount of work that's going to be involved to get them there, but they're lacking clarity and they're not allowing themselves to dream really big, and they can't see how the world sees them. So, excuse me, I've got really bad sinus stuff going on at the moment because it was really hot and then we had all this rain and it got really cold and my sinuses just went into overdrive and they're still kind of equalizing. So, you know, there's these few, I guess, few kind of people. The people who can see the big vision but are so paralyzed by the amount of steps that they need to take to get there, it feels so out of reach. So they kind of stay where they are and then get down on themselves because they're not taking action and they're not being consistent and they're not and so on and so on and so on. If you're in that camp, you know those stories. And then, you know, on that other side, those who are willing to do the work, but they're just not clear on what their message is, what they want in life. And so they're taking the consistent action, but they're not really going anywhere with it. It's like being on a hamster wheel, right? Like you're running, and not really getting anywhere because you're not really clear on where you want to go because you don't have the clarity around that. And so in the mastermind, we've seen people in all of those areas and make huge progress. So that feels really, really amazing to have been part of that journey. And I've seen through this process an insight into my own power and my own magic, I guess. So watching, I don't know, creating this space, and maybe it's just us reflecting each other, but I just feel like now I have a clearer idea of where I'm going and what I want and what is important to me, You know, because so often we just don't. So this came up on the retreat. We really wanted to focus this, like, we had it broken down into sections, but one thing that we really wanted to them to get clear on was why they're doing what they're doing. And so, like, what's the point? But also what makes them really different to anyone else in their space? Because, you know, online marketing, online business is, it's like a, it's reaching saturation point, I guess, maybe. Maybe that's a scarcity kind of mindset, but I do feel like it's, you know, there's so many more. Things have changed a lot in the last 5 years in online business. And it's not that you can't have success now. You totally can, but you need to differentiate yourself in some way. What do you stand for? What are you about? You know, what makes you different to everyone else in your space? What is your message? And it's such, and it's interesting, right? Because some people know it. They know their elevator pitch off the top of their head. They can spring it off at any moment. But are they really connected to it? And then you have other people who really struggle. Most of us really struggle. Because, you know, and this was something that I did a while ago. Was the vast unsubscribe, and I'm pretty sure I recorded a free flow on this. For me, I don't read books. Not because I don't like reading, but because I'll read if it's about economics or something like that, then I'll read it. But if it's someone in my space, I don't read it. I don't subscribe to any newsletters anymore. I even rarely listen to other people's podcasts. Well, that's not true. I still consume a lot of podcasts. But I feel like I really know who I am in the podcast space. So in those areas where I get triggered by people, I just unsubscribe because I need to be able to hear my own voice and not be influenced by so many outside factors. Because for a very long time, you know, I had told myself that this life that I'm living now was impossible. About 18 months ago, maybe a little bit less than that, Lisa and I went away for a planning weekend with Nikki White, or Nikki Lane. She just changed her name. She's been interviewed by me if you want to go back through that. She was my online business manager and a bit of a spiritual mentor. She was a healer. And, you know, whenever I kind of hit up against my own self-doubt, she would come in and kind of help me out. And we went away for a weekend and mapped out our big dreams. And I surprisingly did know what I wanted to do. And in the moment, I was so excited about it. So excited about it. And then the next day, we were coming back to map it all out. And by the next morning, I'd cooled. Because it seemed too big. It seemed impossible. I didn't know anyone who was really... I knew there were people who were living the life that I wanted, but I just... Yeah, I didn't think it was possible for me. And it's so interesting because the things that I wrote down, what do I want to do? And I want a podcast. I want to speak. And I want to write. And I was podcasting, but it just made more sense for me to map out Radcasters, even though then I was struggling with it. I wasn't loving it sick, but I've always loved podcasting sick. So, you know, but then like my logical mind was like, but I can't make money from that. And so it just became something that was like, what's the point of even entertaining the idea? Because there is no real point. Hey, if you're not, like if you can't find a way to make money from this, it's like the money legitimized it for me. And actually, it should already be out, maybe, on Keeping Good Company. Lisa and I spoke to a woman that I met at Fuck Up Nights on the Gold Coast. Her name's Emma Kate Rose, and she runs an incredible social enterprise called Food Connect. And, you know, her mission is huge. They've had like quite a journey, but they have this really interesting structure where the lowest paid person in the company can't earn less than double what the highest paid person in the company earns, which is really interesting, particularly because they run they have food packers and kind of low, traditionally low income award wages. So the lowest paid person obviously had to be paid at least award wages, which meant that the highest per paid people, the directors, you know, operations managers, they can't earn more than double what that lowest paid earner does. And during this, the idea came, the reason that I wanted to get her on was because it was so triggering to people when she was at this night full of startups and entrepreneurs talking about how they'd created this level playing field, Freudian slip, level playing field. And the entrepreneurs in the room were really triggered by it because they were like, hang on a second, what's the point? Like, you've taken on all the risk and you're not really getting the reward. And she was kind of like, yeah, but sometimes the rewards don't have to be, you know, hugely money focused. And I feel like we've kind of lost touch with that a bit, that as women, particularly in this online space, it's about serving and all that kind of jazz, but if you're not making money from it, and if your focus isn't purely making money from it, then it's kind of assumed that there's something wrong with you, that you have some money blocks. And I'm not, after this conversation, I mean, for a long time, I've kind of held the philosophy or the understanding that money blocks, I mean, the only money block you really have is believing that you have a money block in the first place. So I'm not sure I really subscribe to the idea. I mean, I do totally understand that we have been raised differently and we might have some stories attached to money, but just the very word money block, it's not something that resonates with me. And you know, the first question I always get asked when people ask me what I do and I mention podcaster is, how do you make money from that? And then I feel I have to justify it. You know, it's like, well, you know, I ran a podcasting school and the podcast kind of fed into that. I run retreats, so that kind of feeds into it. Or I'm running my first retreat this weekend, first solo one. But, you know, there's always this expectation that we need to monetize things and make really good money for it and then it's legit. And I think it's important to be able to put food on the table for sure and have a roof over your head and all that kind of jazz. But I'm not sure I subscribe to the amount of money that you make equaling the value that you bring to the world. It's, I don't know. Might have to ponder on that a little longer. But, you know, I just feel like maybe sometimes instead of just following our message and allowing things to unfold and trusting that eventually we will get to the point where our dream can sustain our lifestyle. But first you have to give yourself permission to explore, you know, and all of the success stories that I've most of the success stories that I know have involved someone serving an audience for quite some time before seeing any financial return on that. The interview on Keeping Good Company with James Wedmore, he'd been serving his community for years before he really even made a cent, and then it exploded. And things have been, you know, going well for him ever since. Lisa was the same. You know, Lisa served her community via her Facebook page and newsletter for 2 years before she ran a free challenge, and then we convinced her to monetize it. I think sometimes we want to go from the idea to billionaire overnight, you know, and while it might be possible, it's certainly not the norm. So I guess the point of this is I just really want you to give yourself permission to explore, you know, explore what that message is about. Think about the things that you would do, and this is so cliche, think about the things that you would do even if you never made money from them. But it's so interesting because the things like this and like my writing that I would do anyway, they bring me joy. And if they bring me money too, it's a bonus. It doesn't legitimize the work that I'm putting out into the world, if you know what I mean. So, and I mean, the whole thing with the mastermind has been gathering those people around you who do see you as your highest, in your highest potential. You know, that was really the very reason we started our mastermind, was because Lisa and I have that of each other. We can pull each other up on our shit. We can remind each other of our magnificence and our power. Remind each other of who we really are. And we all need those kind of people in our lives. So I'm so blessed to have been able to bring together 12 of them to, you know, shine a light on each other, mirror each other, and move through their stuff together. Anyway, that's it from me today. Me as consistent Carly, who, yes, made her bed this morning. For almost 2 years in a row, I've been doing that, consistently podcasting now for 18 months, week in, week out, regardless of what might be going on in my personal life. You know, it was just a story. It wasn't, and it was blocking me, I guess, but it was in the releasing of the attachment to the story that that really allowed me to show up consistently. What if you were consistent? Look for the evidence. I'm pretty sure you'll surprise yourself. All right, peeps, until next time. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of the podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness just like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.